6:38. Let's make it 4:38. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for spending part of your Friday with us. It's Good Friday if you're in the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at a record. The major industries now closing out 3 straight weeks of gains. What's it all mean? John Beaver joins us now, the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services. Nice week to be a stockbroker, right, John?
Well, it has recovered back to the previous high. How about that?
Yeah.
So we poked a little new intraday high today. Up 1.6% for the week, although midday we were up 2.5% for the week.
Whatever happened to the Evergrande scandal when things just sort of were collapsing and the peril was coming, and it doesn't seem like that lasted very long.
Well, they made a payment, and I actually haven't stuck my head into the details of that, but somehow they came up with money and made a payment. So at least for right now, the concern over that has passed. Now everybody's looking at Washington, D.C., trying to figure out which way the wind is blowing.
Everybody, including all the people in Washington, D.C.
That's right.
So what are the implications when I think the Democrats are going to come to some sort of deal. It's just a matter of how big it's going to be. So how does that play on Wall Street?
Yeah, so we got this feeling like Washington is, quote, reining in the spending. I wouldn't call it reining in, but yeah, it's a moderation that's hitting right now. And the market likes that because the market doesn't want big change. And right now, my personal thinking is that the more questionable tax changes in the two bills are probably off the table. So we are looking at more tweaking around the edges. The market does like the idea that the government's going to be spending some money that's stimulative for the economy. And right now, still ignoring the long-term effects of adding so much debt to an already extremely large government debt situation. So for right now, I'd say it's kind of in the middle, maybe leaning a little bit positive. And we see that in what the market did. So the Dow, closed at a new high. The NASDAQ didn't, so it's weaker, and the S&P is right in the middle, and believe it or not, it closed almost exactly at a double top from the previous high that we had in September. And we're talking just tenths of a percent off, tenths of a point off. 45.45 would be the actual number, and we closed at 45.44.9.
John Beaver is with us, the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services. Okay, you're going to have to talk slower to me. Double top, what are we talking about here?
So that means the market runs up, keeps making new highs, new highs, new highs, and then it stalls out in September, seasonality. Typically September, October are weak for the market, and it did sell off. Now, it wasn't that bad. It was only a 5.5% sell-off, and made a bottom, and it's rallied back up back to that 45-45 area.
You.
And the fact that it closed right there tells me that the major market players don't know what's going to happen in D.C. No one's willing to make a bet that we're going to close higher next week or that we're going to close lower next week. So right now it's 50-50 on which way this thing goes. So I don't know how to, I don't know how to handicap this.
So is Wall Street, I'm assuming, is much more driven by fear of increased taxes than it is by the prospect of increased spending out there?
For right now, sure, because short term, the spending is good for the economy.
Right. Okay. But long-term taxes would be detrimental, you're saying?
Very much so. And we're at a real tipping point right now, which isn't being talked about because nobody wants to talk about it. But in 2011 is when we crossed the magic point. That's where our U.S. government debt then started to exceed our annual GDP, what we produce as a country in a year. Back then, it was $15 trillion of debt, $50 trillion of GDP. Now, after COVID and the COVID stimulus and everything else, we're sitting at about $30 trillion, just under $30 trillion of U.S. government debt, but only $22.5 trillion of GDP. So that means our debt-to-GDP ratio is 130%. That's not good.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems as if debt is only a concern to the party out of power.
Yes. So either party spends like crazy.
Yeah. So I don't know what to make of that, either that both parties are equally irresponsible or neither are responsible. Yeah, I don't know, but I only hear a talk about the debt when they're complaining about the party that's controlling the Congress or the White House.
And this has real world consequences down the road. Right now, the 10-year Treasury bond is yielding 1.65%. It should be yielding about what inflation is running, and inflation is running in the 4-5% range. Now, that might be just this one year because of the COVID situation.
Right.
Maybe we'll moderate around 2.5-3%, but still, interest rates are much lower than they should be. What happens if that 10-year Treasury bond goes to where it should be in the 3 range, even just 3.4%? Steve, in 10 years, the U.S. government's service on just the interest, not debt payments to pay back principal, just the interest service almost quintuples, up five times from $300 billion a year to $1.4 trillion a year.
That's John Beaver, the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services. John, appreciate you joining us today. Thanks very much.
No problem.
You know, there's been some new reporting in the past few hours when it comes to this tragic shooting in Santa Fe, or in New Mexico anyway, at that movie...